Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Andre and Susan have been telling us their story that, wow, when you first hear it, you go, oh my goodness, you've been married for 9 years and everything is falling apart. There are arguments all the time. The intensity is just horrendous. And Susan, we closed our last broadcast by you telling us that you kind of reached the end of yourself. Andre was clinically depressed. He was on medication. And you were facing the word divorce being thrown at you quite often. And of course, with a baby there in your arms, and you're thinking, what in the world? Where can I find help? You then, at that point, began to turn back to Christ.
Yes. Yes. Well, as our son was getting a little older, and he was still a little guy, it dawned on me that if I wanted him to be raised a Christian, I was going to have to take the lead on this and start actually going to church myself. Like, oh, there's a concept. You know, it wasn't just going to happen by chance.
Right.
So that was a step for me because I was always very undisciplined about, mm-hmm. you know, church. Like, oh, I can just do this at home, or I don't want to have to get up on Sundays.
Yeah, and, you're too tired on Sunday morning.
It was for other people.
Sure.
Anyways, so I did start attending a church near our home, and that was the beginning of restoration, at least slowly, but for me.
Your son was about how old?
I don't remember. It's kind of
He was somebody I could hold. He was a year or less.
Okay.
He was teeny. A lot of that time frame, unfortunately, is kind of a blur for
me. You're fuzzy.
It is fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blur of pain, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah. But I did start going, and I started making some Christian friends. And it was then that I was slowly learning to turn to God for comfort, for guidance, for strength, for peace in the storm. And I don't know necessarily that my personality changed overnight, but it was starting.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And it was around then that I started to challenge Andre as well about, well, what do you think about God? What do you think about Jesus? And, of course, this would actually maybe even lead to some more fights because he didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to be bothered with it. It wasn't important to him. And so, you know, I didn't necessarily know how to witness to him. He didn't want to hear about it. And a friend of mine at the time, they were starting this program through their church at a believer's home. It was called the Alpha Series, and it was every week you'd get together, and it was kind of an introduction to Christianity.
Okay.
And it was kind of apologetics based.
All right.
You know, and it was very non-confrontational. Okay. About, like, the first video, well, who is Jesus Christ?
Right.
You know, talking about him, and he agreed to come along. They were kind of running this pilot series, so they invited me. I was already a Christian. I was happy to see what this was all about.
Right.
And he came along. And
now, Andre, you weren't going to church at the time, were you?
I don't recall if I was going. I had gone to church with Susan pretty regularly, but that was more based on trying to understand
okay.
her belief system
okay.
and what was driving behaviors than for any other reason.
Got you. Okay.
I can't remember if that was before or after
okay.
the Alpha
right.
group.
Right. So, you know, I started trying to introduce Andre more and more to the Bible, or asking him to come to church with me, trying to introduce him to some Christian friends. But he was still pretty resistant. He really didn't want much to do with it. And that was kind of a heartbreak for me also. I mean, here I was coming to Christ again
mm-hmm,
in my life
mm-hmm.
and repenting of, I was in this awkward two worlds sort of.
Yeah.
So I would go to church and my life was changing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was definitely coming to realize the error of my ways.
Right.
And
right. Living for yourself.
Correct.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Developing some lovely Christian friendships,
mm-hmm.
joining a prayer group. These women really came alongside me and they helped minister to me, you know, during all this and helped me to cope with what was going on at home. And, you know, once I said, you know, I don't want to be this person where I'm in constant crisis mode.
Yeah.
No one wants to be that person.
Right.
But I'm finding myself in a lot of crises. These fights were so dramatic.
Okay.
But these women were patient, and mm-hmm. and we'd pray for Andre. I mean, more people have prayed for this man's
sure.
salvation.
Sure.
One day we'll all see.
Right,
it'll be
right.
really interesting.
Did you see any changes in her for the good during this time?
Not that early on.
Okay.
I think there was a lot. From an outside perspective, I mm-hmm. think there was a lot for her to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And things really were kind of wavy, up and down, for Susan's outward behavior.
Okay.
And a lot of that very well could be, probably was that it was one-sided,
mm-hmm.
right? So while I was trying things, we were trying very different things.
Okay.
You know, she was trying something and I was trying something. It wasn't anything that
they
could
didn't
really
sink.
They didn't seem to sync very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say that definitely from my side, maybe from Susan's side as well, neither of us went in with any sort of humility. We went in more guns a-blazing to fix things or because one person is right or the other person is right.
And we went to some secular counselors over these years, like marriage counselors.
Sure, yeah.
And I hate saying this, but there's a lot of bad advice out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recommend secular counseling for people.
Right.
It's not healing.
Yeah, definitely pride on both sides. Well, the Bible says only by pride cometh contention or fighting. And so when both of you are just pretty well, you know, set in your ways because, well, I'm right. No, I'm right. You know, boom, you know, everything becomes a fight, an argument.
Well, and I think we both were both trying things at the same time, and the things we were trying also became right.
What were you trying?
It's hard to remember the timeline exactly. I had an agreement that I actually championed with my psychiatrist, which was I was not willing to go on permanent medication or indefinite medication. I was only willing to do 6 months.
Okay.
In order to, I'm going to figure out skills up to that point and then try to draw it down. Read some books, some more life-changing than others. Strangely enough, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
By Stephen Covey?
Yep. Gave me a little bit of self-awareness that I hadn't really had before. I only read a couple chapters in. So the chapter it gets to where it says, here, these people, and I can't remember exactly, but kids, spouse, coworker, family, these people are coming to your funeral and they're all going to speak. What are they going to say about you? After I got to that first couple pages of that chapter, I closed that book for the next year because I was unwilling to read it.
Okay.
So that was a start that really kind of turned me around quite a bit. Through much other reading, I came across some Buddhist things.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of years actually studying it. As hard as any Christian, any listener probably knows, studies Christianity and the Bible and apologetics, I was studying Buddhism at that rate.
Okay.
I was reading an hour's worth every day for 2 years.
All right.
Meditating all the time. I'll be honest, some of it did some good.
Okay.
Some quiet time alone, prayer or of any sort.
Yeah.
Will point out some of the stupidity of your own actions in the moment. So that helped. And I think that, from my perspective, not from Susan's, from my perspective, that was able to make the fights less intense, the reactions less intense.
Okay.
So from my side, that was the start of things kind of drawing down a little bit.
All right.
This was years ago, so obviously it wasn't an immediate fix.
Right.
I agreed to go to the Alpha group because this was a friend of Susan's for a very long time, and she was having trouble getting people there. You start a group, you know, try to talk all your friends to go. Felt like an Avon thing to me.
And I can understand that.
And I went. And I went.
And you're not interested in buying Avon, okay?
Right. But to help out your friend and show
that's
up.
That's right, that's right.
All right, I'll go.
That and Tupperware, you know, okay.
There was food.
Somehow.
I mean, come on.
You know, what do you want? You got food.
Yeah, right.
And somehow it turned, like, unbeknownst to me, it was like a 10-week deal or something like that. It was long.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out of there, I'm like, well, first of all, we parked behind the guy that had the Darwin fish getting eaten by the big Jesus fish. And I was like, already it started like, oh, come on, really?
Yeah. You want to just get back in the car.
That's what
I
made a commitment and I followed through on the commitment. So I went in.
Okay.
And I remember leaving, like, I only agreed to do this once. And I was pretty upset
that I had to go to more. 10 series.
Because it wasn't what I knew it was going to be a series. I didn't agree to it. I agreed to go once.
Okay.
So anyway, I go to this thing. And two things. I'm personally not a huge fan of the Alpha Course as it's advertised, which is to help preach, to help evangelize. It's to bring people who kind of are on the fence about it okay. over.
Okay.
I think it does a much better job of speaking to arming believers.
I see.
Because okay. it skips over a lot of the stuff that a real atheist, that I think some people don't know what atheists
sure,
really
sure.
are like.
Because this curriculum was written by Christians.
Right. Who've been on the fence
at
best their whole life. They weren't coming from my angle,
right,
which is
right.
stop pointing to the Bible. Is
he
the Bible true?
Skeptic.
I remain so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but like a skeptic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to this thing. Fine. I went and bought the biggest study Bible I could find.
To prove us wrong.
Not really to prove it wrong, but I wanted to
argue his points.
Vet the things I was hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I bought the most, as many things. I give more weight to, I forget what the term is, but it's when you give more weight to somebody who shouldn't have an opinion, but they believe it anyway. So I picked up a new Revised Standard Version.
Okay.
Which is the most written by whomever, to me, is the least Christian of the Bibles, because it's not written with a theological bend. It's written from a more academic bend.
All right.
Now, I think it's fine. It's still the Bible that I prefer for many reasons.
Okay.
For what it does.
Yeah.
But I started there, and I started reading, and I started researching everything that came out of there, and I went to every one of those things. But that kind of started me researching more and more.
Which tickled me. It did.
Yeah.
Because I know that God's word doesn't return void.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's fine. You go right ahead and read that.
Right.
Because it's truth and it's going to stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he was under the personal intention of reading it for mm-hmm. probably different purposes, maybe more of an academic study to
Are
be able to discuss
this. Are you familiar with the name Josh McDowell?
Yep. Yes. Yes, I am.
We have his book at home. Yeah.
Same story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you attended all 10 of these?
I attended all of them, made some decent friends out of the mix. You learn to see that people are evangelizing to you, and you know that that's their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're doing it out of love, then okay, fine. I can live with that knowledge and still have a friendship and
okay.
it'd be okay.
Okay.
We were continuing to go to this church near our house. They call themselves non-denominational, but the two pastors are Assembly of God trained, and it has that bent. But it's a church planning, popular style,
mm-hmm.
contemporary service.
Okay.
But I made friends with the pastors there. I became pretty close friends with the lead pastor, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
while I find him to have some challenges for what he does, I really strongly feel that he was the person I needed at the time to answer questions. And he was the first person I met who sat back and said, I just like watching this happen. He didn't feel invested and pushy,
mm-hmm.
and I know that offended a lot of people that wanted him to be.
Right.
But at the time, he just was happy to watch and watch it play out because he had, still said, faith in God that would happen.
That'll work. Folks, next time we will hear the rest of the story. So thank you so much for joining us, because God is never done. He's always working. And he always uses his word. Until then, may God bless you in a fantastic way.